The Alaska State Legislature established the task force in 2024 to examine psychedelic therapies, which hold a lot of promise but are still considered experimental. Jenny Armstrong is a former state representative who was on the task force. She says the group tackled questions like how to make therapy accessible and how to offer safe and culturally competent care.
And the whole point of the task force was to bring up these types of questions so we're not scratching our head when this becomes medicalized and scrambling and being reactive, but we're actually being proactive.
The task force did not take a stance on whether psychedelic therapies are good or bad, but recommends Alaska incorporate them as they are legalized nationally. None of the task force's recommendations are binding, but Armstrong says they're meant to guide legislators on the type of laws the state would need to offer access. Armstrong says the task force recommends incorporating a training program for therapists and healthcare providers who want to guide therapy.
Everyone needs to go through this type of training because just being a doctor doesn't make you qualified to facilitate this type of care.
And she says the aim is to make training accessible so a diversity of people can become certified. She says that would ensure people getting treated are a good fit with the person who guides them. Armstrong says Alaskans could benefit a lot from psychedelic therapies if they're legalized. That's because the state has such high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, substance use disorders, and other mental illnesses. Psychedelic therapies are being studied to treat those disorders, and Armstrong says some of the research is promising.
There are so many folks who, through these trials, went from being suicidal and having treatment-resistant depression, unable to work, unable to function, to being in remission within months.
She says that can change how people and communities can thrive. For National Native News, I'm Rachel Cassandra.